Welcome to Art If,
the podcast about art, life, and everything in between.
Hello, and welcome back to Art If Podcast. This is minisode number 7, and yes, we're out of order. That is because in today's minisode, we're talking about the provocation from Quill Camp, which was a durational sound performance that you perform for yourself. Each day for 30 days, we went on a 15-minute walk. When we returned home, we made a 30-second recording describing the most important thing that we saw on the walk. What was this provocation intended to provoke? Creating a state of being receptive, exploring juxtapositions that can help us see the world in new ways, getting to know the intimate details of our neighborhoods. Our recordings ended up being very similar, and Hattie and I discuss why we think that might be.
So we finally get to talk about this durational sound piece from Quill that lasted forever.
It did,
that
and not
so lovely.
It was also, and it was not totally the fault of the provocation, because at least for me, there were days I forgot, or I didn't walk, or like, I don't know.
Yeah, I had to drive back to Missouri and move in the middle of it and come back.
Right, and I lost some audio. So I actually lost a couple of minutes of audio because my app just didn't keep it.
Bummer.
Yeah, so, but we did it, and we did the walks.
We did it, and it was super cool.
It was super cool.
It was worth the wait.
It really was. It was, I don't know, I was really struck. So I listened to mine, and then I listened to yours directly after it. Same walk. Actually.
Oh, okay.
And they were so similar. Like, not only structurally, but about the things we were talking about.
Yeah, we totally talked about a lot of the same things. We both talked about squirrels. We both talked about rocks. We both talked about trees.
Gnomes. We both talked about gnomes.
Gnomes, yeah. And, like, the way people, like, the personality of people's yards. Yeah, yeah, there were a lot of similarities.
Yeah, and that makes me wonder if that's just the nature of a somewhat suburban. Or, I don't know, do you consider where you live to be suburban?
It's definitely residential.
Yeah, okay.
But it's urban adjacent, but I wouldn't quite call it suburban.
And I would actually describe mine quite literally similarly, right? Like, there are urban things very close, but I'm in the more residential area of that.
Yeah, but I'm, like, definitely within the city limits, and I'm actually, like, less than a mile from downtown.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's just so residential that it doesn't feel that, or like, you have to cross a freeway to get to downtown.
I see. Like, I could, there are a few walks that I walked to downtown. So when I talked about the river, like, that's runs downtown. Yeah. So depending, so what was really challenging for me during the process was, I mean, especially at the beginning, I was like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? So I'm like looking.
Gosh, right? Yeah. What's important? Right. What counts as important? Especially because Quill had been like, our conversation with Quill revolved around being in this state of questioning and being receptive to the world. And so I was like, okay, how do I like see all this new? Because I walk here every day, twice a day.
Right, right. It is about seeing things anew or noticing details. But then I also found myself throughout the process like, smelling something really strong,
yes,
but being like, I'm not allowed to talk about that, right?
Yeah, but you did a few times.
Oh, I did?
Well, maybe you did. You talked about smell maybe once. You definitely talked about sounds.
Oh, that's
once
so
or twice.
Funny.
And I was like, she cheated.
Oh, I was trying not to. I guess I wanted to talk about those other things a lot more than I did.
I also think that sometimes the sounds are so integral to like what you're seeing as well. So it like fills out the thing that you're seeing.
Yeah, it was hard to like separate that a little bit, I would say.
Yeah.
And then I also, even like, I was struck by the similarities of what we talked about, but there were also like themes that kept coming in mind. Like I thought about trees more than I've ever thought about trees in my whole entire life, I think, which was interesting. And squirrels.
Squirrels.
Yeah. Anything more about, like, the process of making it, and then we can, like, move on to the process of doing it?
Well, so several, a few days into the process, I started to really think about the end product and what it would be like to listen to it. And I could tell you did this too, to some
extent. Yeah, because about day three or four, both of us went from like, today I saw this, to like, a bird flew majestically in the sky.
Yeah, yeah. The one difference, I think, between what we did is you kept yours in past tense and I switched to present tense.
Oh, interesting.
And so that even when I got back to my house, I was pretending like I was seeing it in the moment.
I see. I didn't notice that. I did notice both of us got, like, way more poetic as we, like, continued on.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah, I started thinking about trying to create a narrative, and I was like, no, stop doing that. Like, use your ethnographic description skills and just describe what you see and stop trying to make meaning from it. But we both did that. We would extrapolate into these, like, existential narratives about what the meaning of a squirrel was.
Yeah, but it's hard to not do that.
Right. But then...
I will say I was a little, you know what made me mad about listening to yours, if we want to be even? Is like you stopped and started yours. Like as you were recording
I did.
It. I went like 30 second blocks and like that was it.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's editing. You can't do that. But oh well.
Well, yeah, I did. I found myself as I was trying to talk about it, just like blubbering.
Yeah.
It was really hard to say anything in 30 seconds.
Yeah. I found both of us were either, like, cut off or we were banking. Yeah. We had, like, one thing to say. Yep. And we're like, and then this, and then this, and then this.
And I, like, repeated words a lot. I would be like, fluffy, fluffy, fluffy. Yeah. I also, partway through the process, I went and watched one of those Janet Cardiff videos that he referenced. And I think that influenced my style going present tense because watching those videos was really impactful.
Mm.
And then listening to it as I walked, I noticed because I would say, across the street, this is happening. And I would look.
Oh, really? That's so funny.
And so there were a couple of years, too, where I did that, too, where it was like across the river, the birds are flying or whatever. And I'd like look around looking for the thing and it wouldn't be there, obviously.
Oh, that's funny. I found myself in the walk, like, traveling, right? Time traveling. Oh, I remember that walk. Oh, I remember that walk. Or picturing what you were describing. So I think a part of it, right, was about the dissonance of the experience and what you're listening to, right? But I feel like I'm actually quite used to that dissonance because I'm often listening to podcasts or something that my mind is occupying my mind elsewhere than what is like going on in my present body.
Yeah, that's fair. I have that experience when I listen to particular kinds of music as I'm walking because like, I don't know, maybe I'm a like kind of dorky, but like I put myself in a little movie.
Yeah, totally.
And like pretend that the soundtrack. And so like, instead of just going to pick up breakfast on a shitty Saturday morning from a shitty cafe, I'm like,
why are you going to a shitty cafe? Go to a good cafe.
Because that's all that's nearby. Oh. And we're not going back there again because they're not doing good social distancing. Yeah, okay. But, and so instead of doing that, I'm walking back, I'm listening to Edith Piaf.
Yeah.
And so now I've got like a baguette in my bag and I'm going to have coffee at a little bakery or something with like flowers.
It's so funny because like the only music that makes me feel like I'm in a film is that like very European French piano. So like if I listen to any piano, I'm like, oh, all of a sudden I am like in Amelie or something, you know, and like everything's colorful. But like other music doesn't quite have that same effect. So something about French film.
Right.
But it was lovely and I definitely know my neighborhood better.
Mm.
Like I noticed things I would have never noticed. Like even on day 30, I was noticing things that I hadn't noticed before, even though I'd walked on the same street.
It was shocking to me the number of things I noticed that I had walked by before and not noticed before. Like the little library.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
Yeah. Anyway. That's so funny. I saw like 10 little libraries, but I didn't talk about it. I think I actually there was one I did talk about that got deleted. But it wasn't a library. It's like a heart box. So there's often like food and things for like homeless folks. Yeah. It's
That's
a little
cool.
different. Yeah. That one. And my favorite one ever got lost was I had seen a power line where like it was clearly like a tree trunk had grown through the power line. But then when they chopped down the tree branch, they left like a little piece of log that was around the power line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but...
The one I got, the one that, of mine that got lost is also my favorite one because I watched a man chop down a tree.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Bummer. Like, I watched him with the saw and he, like, pushed it over and I watched it fall and it was so quiet when it landed. It was so bizarre.
That's so cool. I don't think I've ever seen that other than in, like, films.
Yeah. I mean, they were tearing it down so they could build an apartment complex, so it wasn't like this like romantic lumberjacking. It was right. Like
well, at one point I left because maybe it was the one that was missing, because at one point you're like, the buildings are just standing there waiting to fall. I'm like, what apocalyptic neighborhood is Addie living in? And then like later I realized what was happening, but like that line I was like, whoa, what?
did you like the one where I found the graffiti on the sidewalk?
Yeah, that what I could tell you were intentionally not trying to put meaning on it, because you're like, and then I looked around, and there was a child's playpen.
30 like, seconds is over! Yeah,
like, make your own meaning, you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. How do you feel like this provocation shaped you, or the results of it?
Well, one of the things that made me think about was that I think when I do art, I'm usually doing a big project, right? I'm working on a show, or I have a particular series of paintings that I'm working on, or it's very goal-oriented and it's project-based. And this made me feel like life could be creative, and that there's so many little creative things that you can do every day that just infuse your life with inspiration and creativity. And there's a way in which you can incorporate it incrementally rather than always having to just focus on these big things. But these small things that you can do really have this power to build your practice and to help you think creatively in a more holistic way than only focusing on the particular medium that you're working in.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I definitely feel like I went out walking with new eyes.
Yeah.
Every day, which is, you know, a part of being
exhausting,
present.
Exhausting, though, too.
It is.
Because a lot of times when I walk, I'm getting away from something. Mm-hmm. And so to continue to be focused for that time became a little tiring. Because I didn't feel like I was giving myself a break.
I see. Because you're like, this is work.
It's focus. So walking is a activity I do, I think, to process a lot of things. And so I need that time to let my mind wander through the mess of whatever is happening. And so because I was focused on looking and absorbing intentionally, then I didn't have that 15 minutes, you know, or whatever, to do that right. In my head.
Right.
And so I came back not... open, not relaxed.
I see. Yeah, I think at first I found it like I was focused, but then I think, I often would go on longer walks, so they were usually like an hour, yeah. And then I would come back, and so I think I sort of settled into just trying to like observe and note rather than look, and that felt better. I think it was at the beginning I was like, I gotta find the important thing, and then it was like, and then it was more of like, okay, what I noted three things. What did I find? Like, so the processing of it happened after the walk, which I think helped relax things. But yeah, I mean, and it definitely, I appreciated this in this current moment because, you know, most days I do walk, but it got me out on even days that I would have been like, I don't need a walk today. So it was nice to do this in Corona times.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that's. All the things I was going to... Yeah. The other thing I learned is that I would make a terrible scientist.
Why?
Because I was terrible at going out at the same time every day. And I also was terrible at recording immediately as I got home.
I did some of that, too. And I also, like, again, the podcast has helped me realize this, but this also, like... There was one where, like, you couldn't hear what I was saying because clearly it was, like... hitting my Bluetooth was still hooked up or something. So technology just bites you in the... But yeah, it was lovely. I kind of want to do it again. Like, or like every year. It would be like a cool way to mark your life.
Oh, yeah.
And where that you are really and what you're thinking and that sort of thing.
Well, thanks, Quill.
Thank you.
Super fun.
Yay.
Don't forget to share your provocations with us by tagging us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at hashtag ArtIfPodcast. And if you're a listener, please subscribe, rate us, review us. Anything you do will help us get more artful people listening to our podcast and spreading their art in the world. Thanks for listening.
Art If Podcast is produced by
Hattie Cry
and Yasi Jahanmir.
Our theme music was composed by Muhammad Abdul Salam.
Follow us at Art If Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to stay up to date on upcoming episodes and to join our vibrant community of artists.